FM Breakfast
with Now. Stream Top of the Table Clash, Liverpool v Man City with a Now Sports membership.
I'm not too familiar with Tampax ads, to be honest with you. I don't generally pay attention to them, but maybe. Hold on a second. Vic just said to me on the speaker, was that the song that was in the roller skates ad for Tampax? Oh, no, that's...
Oh, it's
Dr. Alban.
Oh, it was... I'm close, though. They have a similar kind of sound.
Don't Give Me Your Life and It's My
Don't
Life.
Give
yeah.
Me Your Life. Okay, there you go. I was mixed up, sorry.
What did Tampax in 1997 look like?
The same.
Pretty much the same. Nothing has changed on the design front, bizarrely.
I know, yeah.
You would have thought maybe there was, I don't know,
a newer model.
Well, like, have they evolved in any way? I mean, can you get Wi-Fi on a Tampax?
Smart speakers.
Smart speakers.
Hang on a second, let me just switch on my smart speaker.
Very muffly.
Oh, I tell you what, if I had a bell, I'd ring it right now. That was brilliant.
Nothing's really changed. But what was the premise of that ad? It was like, oh, well, I'm living my life. Oh, I can do whatever I can. There was another one where women were jumping out of aircraft as well, weren't you?
There was.
Yeah.
See? I thought you said you didn't pay attention. Well, clearly you do.
I know, because it was the jingle. It was the music. It was Bodyform, wasn't it?
They just had this, like, I don't know what it was. The 80s and 90s, they just always put really banging beats to Tampax adverts or anything like that.
Yeah.
That was the way they went. And there was always some girl out and about with a, you know, one of those sweatbands around her head and, yeah. Yeah. But it's all for you.
Oh, yeah. I want to go out and buy a packet of Tampax right now.
You know what else was the same? The Gillette ads.
Yeah.
There's a confidence even in your heaviest days.
I don't do
the Gillette ads used to use those.
Oh, sorry.
Those kind of songs as well.
There was power ballads.
Empowering.
Yeah.
Empowering. It's my life. I'm going to do what I want.
Yeah.
There you go.
8:13, we're talking about Tampax music.
Oh, well, you know,
that's the way it goes. But that answers your question.
It does.
It was Dr. Alban, It's Your Life.
I got mixed up with the songs.
He did. Don't get mixed up, though, with Dr. Alban and a Tampax, because
that's true.
That would be very awkward.
That would be awkward, yeah.
What are we doing today? We're doing everything, really. I want you to explain your nickname a little bit later on.
Oh, I've got a question in for you.
Hello.
Tom just messaged me.
Hello, Tom.
Well, and you, but mostly me. He says, would you buy them for your missus if she asked you to?
No problem.
Would you?
100%.
Yeah. Some fellas wouldn't, though, KC. They're too embarrassed to go in and say it.
Not at all.
Or if they're looking for them and they can't find them or they don't know which one. Sorry, should I go for the super, the regular, or the...
Yeah, yeah.
No, you wouldn't care?
The diet. Is there I'm sure there's diet ones, is there?
They're the minis.
Low fat ones.
There's either super, regular, or mini. That's what you choose between. Depending on what day it is.
And you know what? It goes on a scale of how's everything at home. Is it okay, fairly rough, or off the scale?
Yeah. Actually, that should be the translation.
That should be it. There should be like an index, an anger index.
Minis are like just a little bit of red. The regulars are half a red, and the supers are off the scale.
The super one is just a picture of her with a frying pan chasing you out the door.
Oh, lads, how funny. But yeah, that answers your question there, Tom. Casey says yes, he
absolutely no problem. If I had to go and buy lady devices or lady products,
now you are making it sound like there's a smart speaker inside one.
Cillian Murphy spotted yesterday out walking his black Labrador.
Was he?
Where? In Cove, right at the back of your house. Right beside the bins.
I wish.
In fact, he's probably there now.
Oh, lads, I'd be camping out there for days if I thought that was going to happen.
He lives up in Dublin because they've moved home. They were living in the UK for a long time. And he moved home, and when asked why he moved home, he said because the kids were getting a British accent.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
So he got them out. Get out of there!
It's fair enough, though, isn't it?
I think he was only joking, though, but
he wasn't. And I wouldn't blame him.
Just days before, he is widely expected to make history. I hope we're not in for a big letdown here.
Ah, we're not, Casey. Come on.
Look, this is the Mayo supporter in me.
You always get like this about the rugby
Of course I do.
What is it?
I am wounded.
The nerves just take it all.
I'm a wounded dog.
Is this the GAA?
I've had like nine All Irelands that I've been at.
Yeah.
That we got beaten. So I'm destroyed. I'm distraught.
I know you are.
I've been let down by a lot in life, Vic.
You definitely err on the side of caution quite a lot.
And my brain just goes, nah, prepare for the worst always, just in case.
Well, I know. I think he's going to do the do now at the Oscars.
The do-do.
Yeah. I'd be very surprised if he didn't get that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, he was.
He's won everything else that's going.
Well, this is it now. Usually all the other awards are kind of the warm-up. They're the sorbet for the big one.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Murphy was snapped yesterday walking his dog in Monkstown in Dublin. He was in the middle of a whirlwind awards season, and I'd seen him with a little bit of downtime just walking around with a couple of friends. Now, he's wearing a massive green Mac. It looks like it's quite a nice day, but he has got the hood up. He looks like a funky monk.
You can't go anywhere, I'd say, can you? I mean, he's recognisable.
I know, but I don't think anyone would bother him, would they?
No, but he is recognisable.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, well, yeah, anyway.
Obviously, there was some paps hiding in his
beans. I wonder why did he not move down to Cork?
I think just Dublin. He flies out of the country an awful lot, and he works a lot in the UK, and he works a lot across Europe.
Yeah, so. It makes sense. Transatlantic and all the rest of it as well.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, days away from that. We'll see how Murph gets on. We wish him absolutely nothing but the best. And I wonder if he does land it, will you get a little up to rebels at the
end?
Come on, Cork.
I hope so.
Yeah. Or he might do a shout out for Casey's chipper in Douglas or something like that, you know.
Or just for you, personally.
Just for this show, that'd be great. Yeah. Chances. what else is going on? Oh, there's uproar over Donald Trump and Sinead O'Connor.
Okay.
Sinead O'Connor's estate has said she would have been disgusted and hurt as Trump is now using Nothing Compares to You at his political rallies.
He is. Are you joking me?
Well,
are you?
Nothing compares to me. That's his thinking. Oh. It's an ego licker.
Get him on the phone and we'll have a word.
A joint statement from the late Irish singer's estate and its record company said they must stop from using her music immediately.
I agree.
Yeah.
And, that's a bit much, isn't it?
It said the lady who died at 56 lived by a fierce moral code and had previously referred to Trump as a biblical devil.
Well, there you go.
So
she
would not be too happy if that was happening. We're setting the scene here. We're setting the scene of tragedy, heartbreak, and a tale of money woes. Any of you crypto bros into the old crypto scene?
That was for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, me too.
What did you get involved in?
It was a flash in the pan.
Yeah, Bitcoin. It's like, everyone's like, you got to invest in Bitcoin.
You got to jump on Bitcoin and everything.
There was a bit of a panic about it, wasn't there, a couple of years ago, where everyone was like, yeah, let's get on that.
And then I lost 20 quid and I never went back.
Never, ever. Shout out to the Shiba Inu holders this morning. Yeah. If you know, lads. Things are absolutely rocking on the meme coin Shiba. But Bitcoin has hit an all-time high. An incredible amount of money. I'll get to that in a moment. Its lowest point to buy Bitcoin. If you're not familiar with cryptocurrency, these are digital bits that you can buy that have they have a fee amount when they start. They usually start tiny, like 0.05 cent will get you one digital coin.
Yeah.
And these are stored on blockchain wallets. And you can transfer them back and over, sell them, convert them into other coins. It's a massive industry. It's worth over $3 trillion at the moment.
Is it?
It's huge. Now, if you were involved in Bitcoins back in the day, the lowest Bitcoin price was in 2010, you could buy one for 0.05. Okay? You could buy one single Bitcoin. Today is slightly different. But first of all, let me introduce you to this man who once bought two pizzas for a load of Bitcoin.
I'm offering 10,000 Bitcoins in exchange for some pizza. And somebody there said, hey, I'll take you up on that offer. So I sent him the 10,000 Bitcoin. I said, okay, here it is. I'm waiting for my pizza. And, he phoned it in. He paid with his credit card. And the pizza showed up at my door. Here you can see the original pizzas. And that's my daughter's hand. She was a year old.
You paid 10,000 Bitcoins for one pizza?
It was two pizzas, actually.
Oh, you got two pizzas out of it. Yeah. What would it be worth today?
How much would it be worth?
Bitcoin hit an all-time high of 67,000 euro per coin. He bought two pizzas for $670 million. I swear to you.
Good Lord.
Oh, my.
Isn't that absolutely incredible?
Oh, my God.
At least he got two pizzas out of it.
That's what
bargain.
I was thinking. At least there's some good out of it. Two pizzas. Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Celebrity Big Brother was on last night.
Yeah.
Way past my bedtime.
Way past mine as well. So I have to kind of catch up in the mornings, but hopefully I'll do a good enough job.
What channel? Is it on Channel 4
it's
now?
ITV.
It's ITV, okay, all right.
It's ITV. It's the Celebrity Big Brother now this time around.
Yeah.
I think the two most famous people in it are Louis Walsh and Sharon Osbourne. I'm going to give you the list now. There's Ekin-Su. What does she win again?
Love Island.
Island.
Did she win in Love Island? She
did win, her and Davide.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So there's Louis Walsh, Sharon Osbourne, Ekin-Su, Fern Britton, Nikita Kuzman, Lauren Simon, Levi Roots, Gary Goldsmith, ZZ Mills, Colson Smith, Bradley Riches, Marisha Wallace and David Potts.
Five of them I know.
I'd say I know less.
Yeah. Levi could be a dark horse in this now.
I think Levi is a pretty cool dude.
He's a seriously nice man. And
there's a serious whop of Billy Ocean off him, I think.
There is,
isn't there?
He made his fame through his...
It was
this kind of reggae... Is it called reggae sauce, I think?
Is he the reggae sauce
guy? Reggae sauce guy, that's him, yeah. Chicken recipes and all that kind of stuff.
How much money has he made off that?
Oh, it's huge. He's a very wealthy man off the back of that. Because he went on, I think it was Dragon's Den.
You're right.
And he gave, he did his whole introduction and I think he might have had a little funky song with it or something.
Yeah, you're right. And they went straight in for it, didn't they?
Yeah,
they were like, yeah, we want to invest.
They bought into him more than the product, but he's great. Yeah.
Well, anyway, they're saying that the early favourite to win is Ekin-Su.
Okay.
I don't know why, but that's who they're putting their money up behind. So obviously the only Irish interest that we have is Louis Walsh.
Well, unless Ekin-Su is somehow related to someone in Ireland,
yeah,
and
she
used to come over from her summer holidays, and she was really annoying as a child. And said feckin' Sue, and that's how it stuck. There must be feckin' Sue.
That's actually brilliant. There's a little clip here now of Louis Walsh talking about himself just before he went into the house.
My name is Louis Walsh, and I'm probably best known for being on The X Factor as a judge and also a music manager. Boyzone, then Westlife, Girls Aloud. I love the pop game. I think I'm a bit quirky, I'm a bit fun. I say things I shouldn't say. My mouth has got me into trouble, and it will get me into trouble again. I'm not easy to live with. I get up late, I go to bed late. I slag a lot of people up, but it's fun. Celebrities have massive egos. I hope I get on with them because I have an opinion too. I've never done anything like this in my life. I don't know what my role in the house is going to be, but I'm here just to have fun.
Okay, was anybody watching Celebrity Big Brother last night?
Has he ever done any reality TV before, apart from the X Factor, apart from the music side of things?
I don't think he's never done a kind of a jungle show or anything like that.
Has he, Casey?
No. So you're going to see him now in a different light.
But you see, they asked him as well, you know, who you're gonna cozy up to in there, and of course he said Mrs. O.
I told you yesterday, he said he wouldn't do it unless she was gone in.
So they must be great friends.
Oh, they're great buddies,
Yeah. So those two will be snitching, and I'd say there'd be a bit of fun out of them though, wouldn't you?
It'll all start lovely and cozy for a few nights. Give it a week, give it 2 weeks, it turns into Lord of the Flies, and someone will end up in the oven.
You always say that, it turns into Lord of the Flies. It does though, it's a weird experiment. Isn't it?
Here's my favourite story of the day, though. A fellow over in America has been arrested for breaking into a Pizza Hut. And then when they asked him what his name was...
Hotpoint 911, what is your emergency?
Yes, this is Jesus Christ, and I just broke into the Pizza Hut. I broke the window in, and I'm here. Jesus is here now. He's back to Earth.
All right, and so you don't work there?
No, I just broke in. Had a pizza, I'm Jesus.
And what was your name again?
My name is Jesus.
What's your last name, Jesus?
Christ.
Okay. And what do you look like?
I look like Jesus. What else am I supposed to look like?
Why'd you do that?
Because I'm Jesus. I can do whatever I want. We're tired of Judases on this earth. We're going to clean this earth up. So what are you up to?
Man, where do you live at?
I don't. I'm from heaven.
How'd you get over to the Pizza Hut?
I'm from heaven, sir.
Okay. And did you break a front window?
Yeah, I broke the door window, sir.
And did you eat a pizza?
Yeah. Had a Mountain Dew.
Yep.
Is classic.
On a serious note, what if it was Jesus?
It's not Jesus.
What? No. This was the big.
I can tell you now, Jesus doesn't sound like
he
that.
He comes back to earth as promised,
and
to
he
the
had
Bible.
Mountain Dew.
He was dying for a munch. It was the only place available was Pizza Hut. Goes in, makes a munch, has a Mountain Dew, and now he's been arrested. It's exactly what happened to him 2,500 years ago, whatever it was. This is incredible.
Oh,
anyway.
Lads, I've heard it all now.
America.
Ava Max, Kygo, Shakira. Everybody's in there. That is called Whatever. It's 7:27 and you're waking up to Cork's Good Times. This is Red FM. And thank you for doing so. We're talking your mammyisms this morning. With thanks to Neville Jewellers.
Oh, lads.
Let me just run through some of the things that mums used to scream at their kids here in Cork. Let's have a listen.
Shut your mouth and eat your dinner.
That was... that's such a common one, isn't it?
It is. Well, I told you, I say to my lads, shut your cake hole.
Shut your cake hole. Yeah.
If the wind changes, you'll be left like that.
I know, yeah.
Cheers,
that's
Mike.
A weird one, isn't it? I wonder why they used to say that to us.
Did anybody get the black spot on the tongue thing?
No.
Oh, my God.
Is that a mayo thing?
Yeah, stick out your tongue. Are you telling a lie?
Oh, there's a black spot on
your
tongue.
Black spot on your tongue.
Oh, I'm robbing that. That's brilliant.
Was this just a West of Ireland thing?
It must have been.
Did anybody get that as a kid? You'd stick out your tongue, go, look, there's a black spot on it.
You're telling a lie.
What the hell?
Brilliant.
Get in the door. I'll run you up the stairs if you're not in by 7 o'clock.
I'd run you up the stairs. What does that mean?
I'd chase you up the stairs.
Yeah.
Morning, Casey, Victoria. If my mum ever used my full name, I knew I was in trouble.
All the time, yeah.
David! Hi, my mother used to be shouting and screaming. I was going, David, get in there, kick up the arse! I went bad at listening, the phone would ring, and all of a sudden, it'd be, hello, Margaret, how are you?
The phone voice.
Is it any wonder that the majority of people in this country end up in therapy? We were just roared at.
I know. But that actually must be what we do. We must just roar at you.
I'll get back to more of these later. They're amazing.
They're so good.
0868104106. A €300 voucher for Neville Jewellers. Get your name in the draw. I need you to deliver your mammyism as your mammy, please. 7:30.
Ireland Gleeson's Republic of Ireland side are in pot four in Nations League A. The girls in green could be drawn against the defending champions England and the number one ranked team in the world, Spain. And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
Real saucy dad. Your dad is very saucy.
He's a saucy old dad, isn't he?
Rugby this weekend.
Oh yes, there was.
Bring it on. Yeah,
we're going to beat England at Twickenham. It's going to be fantastic.
It landed last year perfectly, wasn't it? It was the conclusion to the Six Nations in Dublin, St. Patrick's Day, against England.
Yeah.
It was something special. Yeah. Andy Farrell obviously has been preparing the lads. A lot of training, a lot of tactics, a lot of talk. When I'm looking at the beginning of the rugby matches and the camera swoops to Andy during Aaron Levine and he's trying to mouth out the words.
Oh, he's so cute.
He gives it a go.
Absolutely does.
And I often wonder, how would we feel if Ronan O'Gara was managing England singing God Save the King?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, we'd lose our minds.
Would you?
There'd be a bit of uproar over
it. But why doesn't it offend you then that Andy Farrell is doing it?
It doesn't offend us.
It doesn't?
It's brilliant. No, I think it's great. I think because it's...
What's
just,
the difference?
It shows that he's making an effort. The difference is... We like it when it's our way.
Right.
Do you remember that famous photograph of Ronan O'Gara meeting the Queen with his hands in his pockets all that today? Yeah, sure, who's your man like?
That's brilliant.
All right, Lizzie girl, how are you?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Andy was giving a speech to the lads, and then this happened. His phone, Siri interrupts.
Maybe just losing 1 or 2 seconds. So far, I've had 6 guys come up to me to do a little bit of extra. Just 5 minutes, that's all. 6 guys
come
on to
me. I'm not sure what you said.
I said 6 guys.
Brilliant.
You're up.
Right, roll on Saturday. 7:34 is the sign. 50 grand yesterday. 30,000 euro up for grabs today. Cash machine next. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Kelly, are you still there? Can I ask you a question? If you somebody knocked on your door and says, I have a lock of Cillian Murphy's hair for sale, for you, how much would you pay for it? But realistically, though, I'm standing here with a cushion. There is a lock. It's Cillian Murphy's hair. It sits on a red cushion, obviously. It's a red carpet cushion.
After, you know, they've knocked on my door and I've been like, oh my God, who is this creep at my door?
Said it like it is, Kale.
I wouldn't pay that much, sorry, for a lock of someone's hair.
Just if you had to pay an amount, how much would
it be? Well, thinking if I could sell it on. Yeah. Thinking that way now. All right, let's say an Oscar winning.
Any time before Prendeville would be great, Kelly.
Five grand.
Okay.
I paid 25 quid.
25 quid,
Rory. Is there a market out there for door-to-door salesman going over Cillian Murphy's hair?
Clearly, that's where he's going with this, so I was trying to think.
Yeah, years ago I was interviewing Danny from the Coronas and I was asking him, what's the strangest fan thing that happened to you? And they were doing a signing in Golden Discs in Cork and there was a load of people queuing up to meet the Coronas and get their new album signed. And whilst one lad was taking a photo with Danny and the lads, a woman went around the back with a scissors and cut off a load of Noxy's hair.
What?
She grabbed his hair and cut off it, and she went, I got it now, and she ran out of the shop.
My word.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that you, Kelly?
No, it was not. No.
So the having hair belonging to celebrities thing is a thing. It's, some people are really strange about
this. What do you do with it when you have it, though?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Do you bring it to bed and rub your face with it or something? I don't know.
And clone
that is so gross.
Yeah.
Ahead of a potentially massive Oscar night for the Cork band, Cillian Murphy's lock of hair has gone on the market for a ridiculous price. A substantial lock of hair of the 47-year-old's noggin is on sale for 7,000 euros.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So I would have profited.
You would have made money. You did. In fairness, Kelly. So the thing about it is, they were making wigs on Peaky Blinders and they needed to get a sample of his hair so they could match up the wig for different scenes and if they needed to put a wig on. And the person who was working behind the scenes held onto his lock of hair and is now flogging it just before Oscar week. They strategically did this
really well.
Yeah. But 7 grand for a lock of Cillian Murphy's grooming.
There you go.
I feel like he'd be really angry about that.
I do too.
That's the most un-Cillian Murphy thing you could imagine.
Yeah.
But anyway, glad to know you're not any weirdos that would spend that kind of money on somebody's hair.
Except
anyway.
For Kelly.
Five grand, Kelly said.
You could buy his whole head of hair with the money we're giving away next. Got 30,000 euro for you to win on the cash machine. After Nora from Ross Garbury won 50k yesterday. Red FM
Breakfast. With KC on Cork's Good Times. Red FM's Cash Machine.
Incredible day yesterday. Nora Collins, Ross Garbury, got that big phone call.
Nora Collins, how are you feeling this afternoon?
I'm in shock. I cannot believe that I've won so much money. Oh my God, it's unreal.
Nora, you're the winner of 50,590 euro and 12 cents.
Oh my God, it's unreal. Thanks so, so much. Can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I'm still shaking.
Oh my goodness. And listen, you were minding the kids, the grandkids when you got the call.
The grandchildren, yeah. They're small. They're not even 3 yet, so they don't understand about all the excitement yet, but yeah.
They're wondering why their nanny is losing her mind on the phone.
Yeah, they'll clean you out. Thank God they don't know that you've won 50k. Nora Collins, down Ross Garbury direction. Another massive winner on the Red FM cash machine. So we have reloaded it. Congratulations, Nora. I'm sure she's waking up this morning going, did that actually happen yesterday? Today we have for you another incredible amount of money. 30,364 euro and 7 cents for one text message. That money could be in your bank account at 5 o'clock today. If you want to play for that money, 30364.07. 30364.07. 30,364 euro and 7 cents. text RED to 57557 if you want to play. Best of luck, everybody. Luck of the draw later on with Kira. Text RED to 57557. It will cost you 250 to enter. You've got to be over 18. And you are playing across the Goal Out network of stations. T's and C's at redfm.ie, but the entry must be into Kira by 3 p.m. And if nobody answers the phone, it will roll over and Colm on the home run will give you a brand new amount between 4 and 5. Okay, best of luck if you're playing. You could be Nora from Roscarbury today, picking up €30,364.07.
Life-changing cash for Cork. Red FM's Cash Machine.
So I now tell my children, smile and the world smiles with you. Cry and I'll give you something to cry about a little better.
Good on you, Charlie.
Oh,
Kev,
lads.
How's it going, Kevin?
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Very good. So the impression was on the ball.
Yeah.
It really was. I think for the rest of this call, you need to talk to me as a mammy. So what part of Cork are you from, Kev?
What part is my mother from, is it?
No, what part are you from?
Oh, sorry, I'm from Uppishtown originally, but I'm living out by Blarn, you know, the last 16, 17 years.
Yeah, but where's the mammy voice gone? That's what I want.
We want the mammy voice, Kev. Come on.
What part are you from?
Mammy voice.
Yeah.
My mother's a North
Just
Sider,
give it a
right?
squeeze, so Kevin, will you, for the love of God? Hello! I'm from Blarney myself.
Yeah.
What part of Cork are you from, Mrs. Kevin?
Myself, I'm from up around Granabraha.
Very good.
My Kevin is an awful rogue altogether.
Is he? Tell us about Kevin. What's he like?
Well, he's just a bit of a blagger.
Give it a squeeze, Kev. Give it a squeeze. You're coming back to
Kevin. Hiya, Kev. Hiya, Kev.
I'm pulled over here at the side of the road and there's a fella walking up towards me there now with a hat on and he thinks I'm going to change right there.
Kev, you got the €300 voucher. We've put you through
well
enough.
Done.
Well done.
Well done.
All right, thanks, Dad. Yeah.
Buy something nice for your mammy from Neville's Jewelers, all right? Take it easy.
Okay, yeah, thanks.
Nice one.
Red FM Breakfast.
With Now. Stream Top of the Table Clash. Liverpool v Man City with a Now Sports membership.